The beginning of this is just you swallowing. That's all it's going to be.
It's because I know you still engineer these, so it's just for you.
Thank you so much. Oh, a slurp.
What is it? ASMR? What is that? They call it? It's like really...
awful?
Yeah. Next time I'm going to crunch some chips.
Don't do
it. And just scratch the microphone with my non-existent fingernails.
Not cool.
Yeah.
But you know what is cool?
What?
It's ghosticles time.
Ghosticles time. Whatever do you mean?
I mean,
already?
It's time already.
But it's heavens. Barely been a week.
It's been exactly a week, almost to the hour.
That's true.
Because we're just on time this week.
Oh, my God.
Because this Sunday, there was not a hailstorm, but there was a tornado warning.
There was.
Yay.
I was driving through it back from my trip to Austin last weekend.
We had to.
It got kind of hairy.
We had to leave the store, come home, and get ready for under the stairs. But the girls got all of the pillows. And they made a fort. And by the time they were finished with the fort, it was over. So,
for the past several weeks, I'd like to point out that the beginnings of our Ghosticles episode sound like transmissions from a post-apocalyptic wasteland hellscape. Like, so the tornado happened,
right,
and then we were stranded, and then
I guess it touched down, but it must not have done any damage because nobody ever said
there were tornadoes
it.
Last night, not too far from here, actually, up in the north of here. There were some tornadoes.
The lightning storm.
Yeah.
From up, like, you could see the clouds out the window, mm-hmm. and then the lightning behind it, and it was really pretty, actually.
It was really cool. And then it was
dark, so you couldn't see that ugly apartment complex. It was really nice. That's good.
You really hate that comment.
I really hate it. It's ugly.
They don't seem to have gotten as much roof damage from last week's
hailstorms.
Well,
they were pretty shitty to start off with.
Maybe the hail just took pity.
Yeah. Or you know what though? It was coming this direction, so the other side of their roof is probably a mess.
Right. Yeah, because your fence looks like shit.
I know.
I mean,
it's bad.
It's kind of fun. It looks distressed.
I did not realize this until this week, but the hail literally destroyed one of my chairs out back. Like,
really?
It broke it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that's why we're so late again this week.
Yay!
Yeah. Start
who's
with a story, Michael.
Who's afraid of ghosts when there's weather?
When there's weather.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm having a sip of my coffee.
It's true.
This story, this is going to be a nice long one. This comes from Beth, which may or may not be a pseudonym to protect the not-so-innocent. Who knows? We got you, Beth. Beth writes, you know you're having a shitty night shift when the ghosts stop messing with you. Okay, now that I have your attention, one. For the past several years, I've worked the night shift at a mental health hospital. Despite basically everyone telling me how creepy they find the unit at night, I've personally never minded. I've always liked the quiet and stillness.
And the ghosts.
As long as they're quiet and still. As with any 100-plus-year-old mental health hospital, there are ghosts.
Gosh.
Oh, God, you know it was
sorry.
I'm just thinking about, like, what was it like 100 years ago? They're like, here, have this mercury. That'll cure you. As with any 100-plus-year-old mental health hospital, there are ghost stories the staff tell each other. But what creeps me out the most is what I saw. Is that what I saw had no story attached to it. Well, it does now. One warm summer day, I had arrived from my shift like normal and was sitting down talking to my coworkers. I was sitting opposite them and just happened to look off towards the doorway I'd come through when I saw it. A white, human-looking figure appeared to be walking from the doorway toward the windows across the room. Well, I say walking, but this figure had no legs.
Oh.
Or lower body, for that matter.
No.
Just the upper torso. Though there were no defining features, something just screamed male to me. So I refer to the figure as him. He made his way to a nearby pillar, but vanished after walking behind it. I immediately stopped laughing and can only imagine the horrified face I made as one of my coworkers whipped around in the direction of the doorway. What did you see? What did you see? She questioned in a panic. It sounds like we're like, what did you see?
Tell me everything!
As it was obvious something was wrong, I told her everything. She and my other coworker were uneasy walking out that night, as was I when I locked the door behind them, leaving me all alone until the day shift arrived.
Ooh, on purpose.
Big ol'. That's canceled. This was well over a year ago, and I've never seen him again. A few people working here have felt unease around that doorway, and I've occasionally heard noises I can't explain from that area. Just some extra bits, the stories I'd heard were the ghost of an elderly woman who can sometimes be seen in various parts of the hospital. She's a bit obvious, and she's dressed in clothing from the late 1800s. She's a bit obvious.
Like, very like, obvious, Grandma.
You see her, like, let me guess, ghost.
Big surprise.
The ghost of a young woman haunts some of the lower floors. She appears and looks so real that staff just assume she's a patient. They try to help the poor, panicking woman, but she disappears right in front of them.
Creepy!
I think I heard her around Christmas time this past year. I was working on something in the back office when I heard what was clearly a panicking woman asking a question. I couldn't hear what she said exactly, but the panic and anxiety in her voice were as clear as could be. I came out of the office to find no one there. The same thing happened again a couple of hours later. After that, I stopped working back there until the day shift arrived.
I bet.
Yep. The actual ghost stories for my unit are that a woman hanged herself in a bathroom in the middle of the night. The room is a double occupancy, but if that room only has one patient in there, they'll see a figure drifting out of the bathroom between 2 and 4 a.m. Mm. This results in them sleeping with a light on. Mm-hmm. Hey.
It's okay.
until they get a roommate. Though I've never seen this ghost, it's the room where people have night lights most often, so I guess they're seeing something. Yeah. Also, the first year I worked here, the room often would have in its motion alarm tripped for seemingly no reason, as everyone would be asleep when I checked on them. This happened again recently after almost a year of no activity. I don't know why, but the summertime has always been when the ghosts seem more active. I guess they're enjoying the nice weather, too. Now, back to my first sentence. See, the alarm was going off like crazy again about a month ago. Like, I would check on everyone, turn the alarm back on, and not even be seated again before it went off. Early in one of my shifts, it had already gone off 6 times in 1 hour.
Yikes.
Then all hell broke loose, complete with medical emergencies and way too much vomit.
Ew. Ew.
Oh, what a...
That's the real nightmare.
I'm glad it's your job and not mine. Beth, all the love to you. Thankfully, everyone ended up okay, and the ghosts seemed to say, okay, fuck this, they've suffered enough. Because they didn't set the alarms off again for 4 more nights. I did a bit more looking at the alarms, as I was truly curious if I could find a logical explanation for why this kept happening.
Smart, that's good to do.
I came across something that still gives me chills. As I mentioned before, there are motion detectors that trigger the alarms when someone leaves their room at night. Well, the motion detector is a little box above the doorway. When the alarms are active, a red light will come on when a person is standing dead center in the doorway. I tested the range, and a person has to be really close to set it off. Well, one time, when the supposedly haunted room had tripped the alarm again, I was walking toward the door and looking up at the motion detector when I froze. I was still a good 5 feet away from the doorway, but clear as day, the light was on as if someone was in the doorway. I took a deep breath and pushed forward into what felt like ice. The temperature is colder in this part of the unit at night, but it was ice cold, and even the door handle was cold to the touch. None of the other rooms in the area were like that. After I confirmed everyone was fine, I returned to my post to calm down and just do what I could to get through the night.
Oh my gosh.
At the end of the day, ghosts or no ghosts, I've still got a job to do, and I can't be freaking out if someone needs my help. Good attitude.
That's true.
The hospital maintenance has come several times, and despite being confused by our constant alarm problems, they seem to have fixed it. But they said the same thing last year. I believe they've only put a temporary stop to the activity. It will be back next summer. It always is.
Mm.
One time, an office chair was squeaking like someone was sitting in it and moving. You know, those office-style swivel chairs. But we knew no one was in that room. The fan was off, and the window was closed. One of my workers yelled into the empty office, "Knock it off!" I told her not to piss off the ghosts when I was about to be left alone with them. don't piss them off. I'm going to be stuck all night with these fuckers.
By myself.
I guess they appreciated me telling her off because they didn't bother me that night.
That's
anyway, nice. Beth says, thanks again, and I hope you both are doing well.
Aww.
Thank you, Beth. We're doing well, too. Thanks for sending in that story. Yeah. That's creepy.
Yeah.
I met Beth in person, actually.
And
encouraged her to write in. So thank you for sharing your stories.
We love the hospital stories.
I'm happy that more stuff has happened to you since we talked.
Yes.
So, I mean, happy. You have a good attitude about it, though. So
that's right.
Thank you. Yeah. I more power to you, my love.
That's right. Next, we have Heather. I try not to think about the other one. Sorry, Heather. Hold that thought. Just a mental hospital that's 100 years old. I just cannot even fathom the kind of energy that's in that space.
I know, right? I mean,
it's got to be just...
Oof. Mental hospitals are, you know.
Mental. I said it. I'm not ashamed.
There's a lot of tragedy there.
There's tragedy. There's
especially
there's
drama, that there's far just... back when it's yeah. not exactly like we didn't have the most enlightened methods for handling people with mental illness 100 years ago. And no. so, in fact, sometimes we were downright inhumane. Uh-huh. So, ooh, yeah. yeah, the energy of that place. Oh, my God.
Well, and that, even beyond that, you just, you know, if someone is in a space where they need to be hospitalized, that's a lot of emotion. That's a lot of, unsurety and, you know, just, just a lot of,
bad negative.
Yeah. It's or like just intense.
Big, it's like a supercell of negative emotion just right, hovering right over that plot.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be negative, but it is
heightened.
Extreme. Yeah. And so just all of that in one space, I can only imagine. I'm only going to imagine because I don't want to go to there. So, Heather. Well,
hopefully we will never end up in one of those places.
Yes.
Though, odds are pretty good. I will.
We're definitely. Anyway.
I shouldn't joke about that, but, you know.
But.
Mental health issues do run into my family.
Yay. They,
as Cary Grant would say, they gallop.
They gallop. That's right. Heather. When I was in high school, I stayed the night at my best friend's house pretty often. We both can see the other side. This one particular night, we were in her room. It was dark, and we were trying to go to sleep, but we were also talking and turned to where we both were facing each other when all of a sudden, she didn't look like her, and I didn't look like me. We looked like someone else that we didn't recognize.
Freaky
Next
Friday.
Thing, yeah, right? Next thing we know, we are surrounded. There were at least 12 ghosts, 4 to the left, 4 to the right,
what?
And 4 at the end of the bed. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. That's all I hear. We scooted to the middle. See, stuck in the middle as close as we could. I turned on my stomach and put my hands under the pillow, trying to ignore them. Next thing I know, someone had my left arm painfully pinning it down to the bed, and a sharp burning pain went across my left shoulder blade. My best friend swatted at it. I love that idea.
No. Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Just roll up newspaper and just...
No. Back goes. My best friend swatted at it after I said I couldn't move, and it stopped and let go. Good swatting, best friend. We proceeded to swat away the ghosts reaching for us. All right. We started praying, and after a few minutes, I jumped out of the bed and hit the lights as soon as they were starting to give up. We called her boyfriend, who at that point was the son of a pastor. Judgment call. That was me quietly judging him. I bet he was. And he prayed with us, and we used oil to put crosses all around the room.
The only one who could ever teach me was of a preacher man.
I do not remember going to sleep until it was morning. When we looked at my arm, there was a bruised handprint where I had been pinned down, and on my shoulder blade, there was a long scratch. I still do not understand what happened that night. You were attacked by 12 ghosts. That sounds like what that happened.
Yeah, ganging up on you. That seems unfair.
I know.
Unfair.
That's not fair. But good for you. Two ladies owning it. So on another occasion, we had her brother there, and he didn't believe in the paranormal. Well, there is a little boy ghost there. He has black hair and brown eyes. He plays in the living room and likes to peek out from behind the side of one of the couches, like he's playing peekaboo. My best friend went to shower while her brother and I watched TV in the living room. I noticed him get really pale as he kept looking over where the little ghost boy was playing. I looked at him and asked, "You see him, don't you?" He barely got the word yes out. I told him it was okay. Once my friend came in the room, he disappeared, but not before she saw him. She looked at him and asked, "You see him, don't you?" Oh, wait, that was it. Wait, that was me looking at him and asking. She then looked at her brother and then at me. Sorry about that. And back to him. With a surprised look, she said, "You saw him." I told you that's what she was going to say. I had to answer because he was still in disbelief at what he had just seen. He was frozen and in shock. The last story I will mention is the ghost lady in the hallway.
Ooh.
She never faces you. She's in an old-timey, white, ruffled nightgown.
Bitches in white.
With long brown hair. This one night, my best friend called me screaming for me to come down to her house. No! Sorry. That was my instincts. They took over. I lived across the street and 3 houses down at the time. I ran as fast as I could down there. When I got down there and walked in, she was on the couch completely under the blanket, terrified. She said the ghost finally turned. And after a minute, she flew, or rather floated, across the room at her. She said when she got close, her face was dead and filled with dirt and maggots.
Gross.
I ended up staying the night with her that night. That's a really good friend to hear, like, I saw this ghost lady that you have also seen. She turned around and she had a dead face that was full of dirt and maggots. And then the friend's like, I'll stay with you tonight. That's a good friend.
Do you want me to go make us some tea?
Right, because why don't we go stay at my house?
Right.
Right. The house has many stories, and these are just a few of them. Great stories, Heather. I love that the brother got proven wrong. That's fun for me.
Right.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's see. What's next?
This one comes from Peyton. I don't know why I'm saying your name like that, but
I like
Peyton. Thanks, Peyton. So this happened when I was 7, but nobody believed me, so I'm telling you lovely people.
Oh, yay.
Lovely. Thank you. My Mimi. Oh, that was my grandmother's. That was the name we had for my grandmother. My Mimi inherited my great-grandmother's house. I hated it. All caps. There were holes in the roof, and whenever it rained there, my Mimi had to put pots, pans, buckets, etc. My grandma had this huge living room that I slept in. One night, I woke up in the living room to rain. It must have been 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. I went to the living room and grabbed a few pots. I assume you meant you went to the kitchen. I meant, because you were in the living room, right? We're going to say, Peyton, I'm going to say you were in the kitchen.
you went to the kitchen to put in the living room.
Yes. I went to the kitchen and grabbed a few pots. I set them up under the holes and tried to go back to sleep, but I felt like something was watching me. Cliche, right? Well, that was in parentheses.
That was actually written.
Peyton's words, not mine. I covered myself with a blanket on the couch. I was 7, so I was fucking terrified. I waited for a ghost, murderer, or some shit to come and kill me. Nothing happened, so I closed my eyes. A split second later, I heard a baby cry. Okay, here's the thing. My Mimi and me were the only people in the house, or so I thought. I tried to go to sleep, but stayed up all night. I told my Mimi in the morning. She had a blank stare and asked me if I saw the baby. I said no, and we went on with the rest of our day. 6 years later, current time, my Mimi is trying to sell the house. She took some people to look at it, but they never bought. I asked my Mimi what the people said. She told me she had that same blank stare from that one night and said they saw my sister. Her sister, her Mimi's sister, died when she was 1 year old because she had drowned in a bathtub. Ooh, there's a lot of detail in that story that I want to know.
Let me get this straight. She's 13.
I guess she'd be 13 now. She was 7 at the time that this happened. Later. And then 6 years later, so 13.
I feel like you're too young to be listening to this podcast. Don't say
not if you've had that kind of experience
around your family. I don't know. You can't help it.
It'd be funny if like her Mimi listens to it as well and they both keep it a secret from each other.
That would be funny. Mimi. If your sister died of a drowning when she was 1 year old and haunts your house that needs a new roof,
relatable.
Talk to your grandchild.
Peyton also mentioned that her grandmother was, I guess it was her grandmother's twin sister because they were both one.
Oh, wow.
Is what I got from that. So, yeah.
Creepy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Good story. Thank you, Peyton.
All right.
All right.
What's yours?
This is Garrett. Garrett has written this before. You'll know it immediately. I have a no knees update, my loves.
Yes.
no knees. I was really hard for me not to yell no knees with Beth's story. No knees. I've been doing some digging and come up with a little dirt. Morrison Hall, formerly known as... So for those of you who don't remember, no knees was seen in Morrison Hall, which is at Baylor College.
Right.
It might be a university. I don't know. I didn't go there.
Not really sure what the difference is.
I'm not allowed to drive through that campus. It's a very Christian campus for people who don't know. It's like a Baptist campus, I think.
Is it?
I think so. Baylor Baptist. Sure. They both start with B.
It's alliterative.
We're rolling with it. The Fighting Bears, Baylor Baptist Bears. Something like that. It's right. That's
Big Baptist Baylor Bears.
Big Baptist Baylor Bears.
This is fun to say. I hope they're Baptist now because I really want that to work.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, it's a religious college. So, Morrison Hall, he Garrett was in Morrison Hall, saw a ghost with no knees. It was terrifying. And there's also a girl in the bathroom, I think. We'll talk about it. Yeah. Just to jog your memory. Okay. Morrison Hall, formerly known as Morrison Constitution Hall, was home to the Baylor Law School from 1955 to 2001. It housed academic programs in the College of Arts and Sciences and select interdisciplinary programs. If you go back and look at the picture of the building in 1955, you can easily see that the building looks different. The porch is raised now, the windows are no longer as ornate, and there are plenty of plants for allergies. <That's true.> Baylor has a knack for keeping its skeletons and its gays in the closet.
And gay skeletons.
I, as a Baylor gay, am determined... I love
different
it.
Different kind of Baylor bear.
I love it, Garrett. I, as a Baylor gay, am determined for both to come out singing We Are the Champions. Fantastic.
I love you, Garrett, so much. I love you.
Nothing I have found suggests to me that it was first a dorm, but the catwalk is fairly new, and the atrium where I saw no knees is also newer. I did realize, however, who the ghost was.
Ooh.
Back in 2016, there was an honor student who committed suicide. He was a philosophy major.
That'll do it.
I lost my place. He's a philosophy major. Morrison Hall is the home to the philosophy department. The pressure of midterms and life in general got to be too much, and he ended his life. There is nothing to me that says unfinished business more than midterms. That's a great segue out of a horrible story.
I'm just focused, like, he was a philosophy major, and I'm like, maybe he just got to, like, the existentialist, and he was like, I can't.
Can't do it anymore.
Not worth it.
Although we're very sorry if anyone, you know, if we're not making light of suicide.
Well, no, we're making light of philosophy.
That's right. Thank you. There's nothing to me that says unfinished business more than midterms. I figured this out by remembering that the honors college students have a bit of a different style than us non-honors students. Quite a few of them have an 80s flair and carry messenger bags, but none of them can walk through walls. It's true. Another note. Remember the lady with no eyes? I saw her again and heard her groan. I think it was a groan anyhow. It sounded like when you get the wind knocked out of you and are trying to get the first breath back, but Ooh. She was breathing out instead of in.
Ooh.
Her face looked the same as it did the first time. She had no eyes, a red sweater, shoulder-length brown hair, and her mouth was agape. Her head was tilted slightly back, and her jaw was hanging loosely, lolling to the left.
Ooh.
Her face was smeared with what seemed to be bloody tears. Made sense, considering she was missing her eyes.
Oh, God. Oh, your mascara's running. That's blood coming from your gouged out eyes.
I wasn't scared of her.
A lot of gross-looking ghost faces today.
I know. Very gross. I wasn't scared of her this time. She stayed where I could see her for a good 15 seconds, only vanishing again when the bathroom door opened, the metal handle making a loud clicking sound. Turns out there was a group of three students who were killed in 1999 in a car accident. One was an art student. The art students had classes in Morrison Hall until 2001 when they moved over to Hooper Schaefer. The Hoop is also haunted by the Gray Man. I've never seen Mr. Gray, but there are plenty who have. Morrison, on the other hand, is very creepy. It faces two of the oldest buildings on campus, Old Main and Carroll Science. Old Main is a maze and hell on earth for freshman students to navigate. Carroll Science is creepy too, but only because there are offices under a large set of original wooden stairs. Hmm. Campus-wide power, itty-bitty office space.
Oh, Garrett, we should hang out.
I know, you're fun. Okay, April 26th, date, April 26th, 2019. Well, I made a decision. I either stupidly or brilliantly decided to go to Morrison last night. It was around midnight, and I decided that a ghost hunt would be fun. Where better to hunt for our friendly campus specters than in Morrison? I don't know why they decided to read it right fucking now, but they are, and I'm sorry about that.
Leaf blowers are the fucking worst.
And they usually come on Wednesday, but nope, not today. It's like, oh, are you guys going to record this today? That's the day we're going to bring. Sorry, Garrett's in Morrison. He's gone ghost hunting. It was about midnight and I couldn't sleep. Nightmares have been keeping me awake, so I decided to get dressed and head across campus to Morrison. make some more nightmares of your own. It's like, well, I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm terrified right now because of these dreams. Let me go really give myself something to be afraid of.
I need to find something more terrifying to just push those nightmares out.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like it's homeopathic in a way.
Armed with nothing save for my phone and my Jello-like courage, I walk in. There are stairs leading up to a landing that looks out onto Burleson Quadrangle via some large windows. Moonlight spilled in around my feet, as well as golden lamp lights that made my shadow seem much taller than me. The echo of my steps and shaky breathing echoed back at me off the nice walls and floors. G-N-E-I-S-S.
No idea. G-N-E-S-S?
What? G-N-E-I-S-S.
Wow, no, I don't know that word.
Nice!
Good
I go up to the graduate floor and head for the stairwell around the dark corner. My feet hit the carpet and my body is chilled to the bone when a large mass of cold air that smells like acrylic paint envelops me. I stay still as to not scare it off. I feel like Michael was in your head going, don't run away.
I
want to
believe that. I was not in your head. I was a block away going, don't run away.
Make sure you stay there and get all the information for us.
I'll meet you at the Starbucks.
I feel you, I whisper. My chest and lower abdomen hurt like I have a heavy bruise. Seatbelt bruise, I think.
Ooh.
The cold air and the smell vanish. I wait. Nothing. I continue on and listen for anything more, but all I hear is my own heart rattling in my ribs as I look at the stairwell that leads up to the third floor. I make it up only two steps before something I can't see shoves me hard in the chest. I stumble and fall back onto my ass on the cold floor and bang my head on the wall behind me. I smell iron and see a dark mass above me that is slightly illuminated by my watch that got triggered by my fall. There are no distinctive features about it, just a large, dark mass leaning over me. Careful, I hear a voice say.
Oof.
Fuck this noise, I think. I get up as fast as my pounding head will let me and shuffle down the stairs with the window that looks out onto the quadrangle. A painting to my left catches my attention. Black and red abstract strokes on canvas remind me of the girl with no eyes in the bathroom.
Ooh.
I shake my head and book it out of there.
Bye.
I've learned my lesson. No ghost hunting in Morrison. When I'm alone, that is.
Oh.
Garrett, that's such a good story!
Us, well written, too. Well
Give
done.
Us more.
Well done, Garrett.
Now go back with people.
Yeah, go back with people and see what happens.
We're giving assignments.
Ooh, that was
we
great,
want you
yeah.
to go back
Do
to Morrison.
This. Actually, go back to Morrison and take an episode of the podcast with you and see if they respond.
That's a great idea.
That's, like, well, that's a great way to market our podcast as an actual ghost hunting tool.
Absolutely. I love that idea. Garrett, it's up to you. Make this work for us.
Thank you, everybody, no for your submissions.
Yes, these were great. Thank you, everyone.
Wishes luck with the listening. Weather this week.
Right now, it's sunshiny, and it
hot
seems
as
like
hell,
it's going to be hot
but,
again.
But there's no storms
I
in
mean,
the forecast.
For June in Dallas.
It's not bad. It's about, you know, it's apropos.
Right. Normally, I feel like we'd be pushing the hundreds by now.
It feels like it outside.
Well, it's
we're
humid,
not far
too.
From
we're not
it,
this humid
yeah.
normally.
Yeah, but I'll take it as long as there's no tornadoes.
That's right.
But anyway.
But yeah, thank you guys thank for listening. You. Check out the website at ghoulintentions.com and our Instagram and our Twitter and all of those fun things.
All the platforms.
There are links on that website to all of the things.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. And remember,
it's okay to sleep with the lights on.
I wasn't ready to sing.
Oh, should we do it again? Okay,
are
try
we
it again.
Singing?
I was gonna.
Okay.
I thought it sounded nice. Are we singing? Okay.
Okay.
And remember.
And shit, we're terrible at the restart. Okay.
You go. Go. I'm waiting on you.
And remember,
it's okay to sleep with the lights on. Six years later, current time, my Mimi is trying to sell the house.
Dang it.